God.
The weather's been crazy, though. I'm not going to lie. It has been crazy. It's been weird.
How about that weather?
How about that? How's the weather today? You know, water cooler talk. We're drinking water. Because I, you know.
He offered me a bottle of water, and I've been here for a little over 2 hours already.
To be fair, I didn't drink any water in solidarity.
In solidarity of what?
I don't know.
Being a bad host?
Hey, man. No.
That's the sound of not having water for 2 hours because the person who lives here wasn't kind enough to offer.
Look, man. What happened was, this man just comes in my home, you know, and just kicks it, right? So, given that, he could just go get some water. But I get it, though.
Why am I going to raid your fridge and stuff? Why am I going to do that?
I get it, though. No, I get it. I promise I will get better.
What do I look like?
I promise to get better as a host.
No. What do I look like? A black man just coming into your home, raiding your kitchen.
But it's not just any random home. No, it's my home. My house. But yeah, it's funny that you bring up the weather because the weather's been weird. We hung out last Friday, and it poured on us.
It did.
For quite some time. I was very concerned.
Why were you concerned?
Because it was like, what the fuck? It was hot as shit and it was raining.
Yeah, there's like a hurricane or something in Mexico, and we're getting the residuals of it.
The residuals. Oh, man. Did you know that Josh doesn't get any residuals from Drake and Josh?
He doesn't?
No, he doesn't get any.
I mean,
that's crazy.
It's crazy, but like, I mean.
I think the rule is like no residuals for kid shows, I guess. But I don't know. That's weird. That's weird. And yeah, now that you mention it, I can hear a little movement, but it's not like too heavy.
I mean, I don't know. We're more, significantly less people.
It's a lot quieter today. It's just me and Jay, guys. It feels nice, though. Just me and Jay. Me and Jay today. Wow. A poet. Wow. A poet. But with that being said, let's get into the intro, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and do that here. Make sure the soundboard is correct. Yes, sir. What's going on? Hold on.
New quest and friends. New Jay and Bob.
Ooh. One more time.
New Jay and Bob.
Ugh. Oh, my goodness, man. It feels good to be back, you know? Feels good to be back. I feel like we haven't done shit for like 2 weeks, even though we recorded last week. We had an episode last week, but we didn't really record. Wow. So we're caught up.
This is live.
Speaking of live, we're going to have lives starting next week, right?
Yes.
Hey, let's go. Because we're going to do it this week, but then we kind of realized that it was like kind of rushed.
Yes.
So promo, a.k.a. right now.
If you're listening to this, this means next week, next episode, we'll be live.
Yes. We cannot give you a time. Because we don't know yet. But.
Yes. But by this next episode, you'll be listening to what happened on our IG Live.
Yes. Yes, you will. It's going to be so much fun.
With that said, we are going to boost said live this week by trying to get you guys engaged and ask if there's any topics you want us to touch on this IG live.
Mm-hmm.
And we might, yes, we might bring back the anonymous asks,
maybe,
and stuff for
big, maybe
the live. We might, maybe
big. Well, I mean, we're I'm down.
We're pondering it.
Yeah, but we're pondering it for sure. We might just have to leave it to Instagram questions instead of anons.
I mean, both can happen.
Both can happen.
But yes, we would like your input of what we should talk about while we're on the live with you guys. And yeah, have a good time with
us.
Yeah,
man. And if you guys want to be on the live with us, be prepared to ask or be asked questions and actually interact. But that won't actually happen until we get our bearings and see what we can do with the lives. So, but, you know, just a nod.
New exciting things.
New exciting things. Oh, my God. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, you should be. QuestXFriends on Instagram.
Yes.
Also, follow us on Twitter for any other updates that we have.
Because we finally have a Twitter.
Because we finally have a Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen,
after all this time.
After so much time. After 3 years of potting, we finally have socials. Wow, who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought
that you know, a podcast would need social media?
Speaking of needing something, there were a few showcases today that happened.
Oh, what do you need from those showcases? There was a Nintendo Direct and a PlayStation State of Play today.
Yup. Can we get into that? Please.
Overall, with the Nintendo Direct, there was a lot of farming simulation.
Yeah.
And you know what? That is somebody's bag. Somebody's
going, somebody's
gonna have a field day, literally.
Yeah.
With all those farming simulators.
And then there was a lot of like Sims-esque.
Yeah.
You know, meets farming simulator. You know,
with a mix of RPG.
Yeah, with a mix of RPG. There's a lot of DS games that are getting remastered.
I mean, hey, go to each their own. Those DS games, I didn't really get into.
Yeah, no, me neither.
So, what stood out to you in the Nintendo Direct?
Honestly, the Disney Racers, I like that. I like
that.
Yeah, it stood out. Like, yeah. And then what else? What else? Well, I mean, the Zelda games. The Zelda, you know, announcement. But, I mean, I never played Zelda. So, I don't know. You know?
Each time you open your mouth on this podcast about games you have not played.
Yeah, I know. I know. I haven't touched it. I know. I gotta get my shit together, man. I know.
How are you a part of the Hirsch Boys?
I don't
Discord?
Know, man. Because the Hirsch Boys Discord is accepting of anyone who is willing to be a part of a community.
Yes,
and
that
respectful.
Is very that is very true. But so, we are all gamers.
I mean, respectfully, I'm a gamer in my own right. You know what I'm saying? I'll be chilling. I'd be chilling, but no, I'm not, like, personally, I never, like, it's the same thing with Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, no, I never got into Final Fantasy.
I never got into Zelda. I wanted to. I would love to. Zelda looks tight, you know? And maybe I will, but, like, growing up, I wasn't big on Zelda, you know? I was big on Rayman. You know what I'm saying?
And Rayman is going to be DLC for the new Mario and Rabbids game.
Hey, no way.
So.
That's dope. I'm excited for that, too. What else? What else was big? Oh, well, they're dropping Resident Evil Village and then, like, three other games, right?
Yeah, they're trying to have the whole Resident Evil like
catalog on
the Switch, but the Switch? In cloud form, which means you can't buy it physically.
Can you buy it digitally though?
You can buy it digitally, but not physically, and that is irksome. Because why give us the choice?
I mean, I personally like buying shit digitally anyway. So
yes,
I actually prefer buying digital. Now,
I've been buying digitally, but thanks to our good friend Rainy.
Shout out Rainy. Hey, what's up, gang?
And like the discussion he's had a plethora of times about like how media could be lost. Hence, for example, everything that's happening with like HBO Max, like those shows are like gone. All the shows they've taken off of HBO Max are like, unless you've gotten them like physically, like a box set or something.
Oh, that's true. Which reminds me, I have to finish The Sopranos. I still haven't finished it.
Yeah. So like that, seeing all that go down makes me want to like start getting my physical games again. So
I can understand that now. Yeah.
That, which is why I got a disc PS5 so I can get physical games. But you know, with the pandemic and everything, it was just easier to buy everything digitally. But now I'm gonna start getting like the collector's editions and stuff if I can afford that.
Speaking of PlayStation, you know, there's also the State of Play that we caught up on.
Yes, but I did not get into what stood out to me
for the Direct.
So the Direct. Do that so we can so get into yes, The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2, now known as either Tears of the Kingdom or Tears of the Kingdom. They have not like fully got into which form of spelling that T-E-A-R-S is. Either way, it's that is a tight title for that sequel.
Yes.
They revealed a couple new tracks for the upcoming wave of courses for Mario Kart 8, if you have that DLC. Kirby's coming out with like a deluxe version of the Wii game Return to Dreamland. So that was a fun game that I had. So I will be picking that up when it comes out for the Switch. Other than that, Pikmin 4 was announced. I didn't really get into Pikmin, but
neither did I. No.
But that look from the like photos that they posted, because they did not show gameplay, but the photos looked dope.
You're right. They also announced GoldenEye.
Oh yeah, for
the 64
and Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2. Mario Party 1 through 3.
Electro Bike and Downhill Snowboarding. 64 games.
The 1080 snowboarding.
There we go, 1080 snowboarding. I'm tripping.
And the other one was, what did you say? Oh, Excitebike.
Excitebike, yeah.
64. Those titles will be coming to the online Nintendo 64 service or the Switch.
That's going to be sick. I might look into that for sure. The 64 service.
Oh, I have it.
You have it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Playing some of them games. I need Diddy Kong Racing. I really need that bad. Desperately want that. I miss Diddy Kong Racing with a passion. Even though I do have the Nintendo DS version, it
doesn't hit the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, I feel you.
But now we can get to the State of Play. Yes,
now we can get to the State of Play. Forgive me. I for some reason I thought you got into what you enjoyed, but I was like, wait, no. But the State of Play, I'll let you go first. off.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Tekken 8.
Yes.
I am...
Big hype.
Booty butt cheeks at Tekken.
Me too, don't you?
Absolutely will get washed completely at Tekken, especially... Yes. With who's in the Discord?
Uh-huh. Them folks in the Discord be throwing hands at Tekken.
But, yeah, that look, from what we saw, that looked very dope.
Mm-hmm.
There were two, like, samurai-esque games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That were announced. One was Ronin.
Ronin, and then,
The second one, the name escapes me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's a Sega property. It's a Sega property that has been released before, never been released here in the U.S. But it's getting released now. It's getting remastered and released for us. So
yeah, it looks sick, though.
Good for us.
It looks sick, for sure.
But yeah, that looks promising to me. Yeah. Well, the Sega one. Ronin looks dope, too, but.
I don't know yet. For some reason, I thought it was like Assassin's Creed. I thought they were going to do like an Assassin's Creed game. But no, it's a totally different thing. But it still looks tight. So,
I believe we got our final trailer
for God of War.
God of War Ragnarok, since it comes out in November.
November 9th?
Oh, God. Oh, November is going to be
crazy.
A lot of money lost on my end. Not just games.
we got Sonic dropping.
Sonic drops the day before God of War.
No way.
So it's Animal Crossing and Doom all over again.
Wait, you caught Doom?
No, I did not. I never. Doom, I played, but like I never like owned a Doom game.
Yeah, same. I played it, but I never owned it myself. Like, and then speaking of like games that I played but never owned, I played Deathloop at your house.
Yes.
Yeah, that game's tight. That game is tight. I was pretty confused, but the more I played, the more I got into it. It was dope. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yes, you should cop that as soon as you can.
I just might do that. What else happened for State of Play? Oh, I mean they're coming out with new VR games for the VR2.
Well, they need to announce when the actual VR2 is coming out so I can get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's why
it's coming out in November. It comes out in November. Watch, I'm telling you. No. It's going to come out right before Christmas.
Please. No, but yeah, that's I've refrained from getting like anything VR until like the PSVR 2 comes out.
Uh-huh.
Why get the old PSVR if
the new one's coming out already? Yeah, you're right. You're right. Speaking of new, you know, getting something recent instead of just waiting for something new. The iPhone 14 got announced.
I honestly have not seen anything about the Apple showcase.
I mean, I just
thus far.
I just saw the photos. That's it. I didn't watch the full showcase.
So I don't really have an opinion on the iPhone 14, but
I'm excited for the colorways, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, isn't there a purple one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That alone has me sold and will be my next phone.
Mm-hmm. Like I want a yellow one so bad, but every time I've tried to go and get one, they're like, oh, you gotta order it, and it's like, fuck. I mean, I'm already here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to order it and then have it come in like a month, you know? So
I mean, you know, unless you pre-order, I mean, unless it's like a pre-order and not like, if the phone's already out, it'll get to you like fairly quickly. Cause that's what I had to do with my current phone, cause they didn't have the blue in store. So
how long did it take to get to you?
Like 2-3 days.
What? See, if I'd known if it was something like that, I would have got a yellow phone. Damn. I mean, that's not to say the black one's not cool, but like, you know, I've always wanted like a color. Like I enjoy the colorway, you know?
Yeah.
So because I had a coral.
Coral.
Back when I had the iPhone 10 or something like that. You know, I had the iPhone XR in a coral color.
Mm-hmm.
And then and then I had a rose gold iPhone like 7, I think, iPhone 8. You know what I'm saying? I had a rose gold. That rose gold was fire, bro. And then, I haven't gotten any new ones with any color. So I'd like to see, you know what I'm saying? I remember back when they released the red.
I got that one.
Colorway. I wanted to, but I don't know.
The iPhone I had before this one was the red.
Was the red. Nice. 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 You know, phones have music streaming apps, right?
They do. You know what we could do with those streaming apps? Let's do our playlist.
You can listen to our playlists, which are available on Spotify and Apple. One of them is called Quest and Friends the Playlist, and the other one, our more recent one, is called A Summer with Quest and Friends.
Yes, which I need to add my music.
Yes,
to
you do, sir.
This week, our final week.
Yes, you do, sir. Our final week. We're closing out the summer, ladies and gents. We're closing out the summer with some bangers. You know what I'm saying? Someone who is on that playlist, we're highlighting this week. I put him on the playlist, and he goes by the name Black Party.
Yes.
It is B, capital L, capital A, CK, party, P, capital A, capital R, TY.
Yeah.
I really enjoy his music. I'm not going to lie. I like rediscovered him.
Rediscovered?
Yeah. Like, because I saw a TikTok with from the folks at Show and Tell, and they highlighted the Childish Gambino collab that he has, and I was like, wait, let me go listen to this, and then I kind of just delved back into his, discography, and I really enjoy, I'm not gonna lie.
So, what are three songs of his you would recommend?
I would definitely recommend the Childish Gambino feature, which is "I Love You More."
Then you know.
And I also enjoy Bloom and I'm blanking on the third one. I just re-listened to it right now, too. Let me see.
While you look
hold
that
on,
up.
Hold on.
Bloom was... When he released Bloom, that was the first song I heard of his. So that was my introduction to him. Shout out to that song, Bloom. But my three I recommend is Dancing, Summer Love, and Soakin' with Gwen Bunn.
Soakin'. There we go. And then an honorable mention is Dancing for me. But yeah. Yeah, most def. Those three joints. I would definitely check him out. He's super dope, very chill, you know. He also can get you grooving, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know, we here at Quest and Friends, we like to, you know, highlight people that are like very like versatile.
Yeah.
Like with their sound. So like something you can chill to and something that also gets you grooving. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you been listening to lately?
Honestly. Sonic the Hedgehog put out the main theme for Sonic Frontiers, the theme for the first island, and the ending theme for Sonic Frontiers. So
been kind of just chilling in that vibe.
I played, when they tweeted it on Twitter, tweeted it, of course, it's on Twitter.
When they tweeted it on Twitter.
I know, I have, I say words.
Yeah, yeah, words do be coming out your mouth.
Yes, when the Sonic account tweeted that those tweets out, I listened, and, you know, it sounds like they've kind of gone back to, like the early 2000s, like the Sonic Adventure
type themes.
With the main theme and the ending theme. So those were dope. You know, the... Right. The theme for the first island in the game sounds Breath of the Wild-ish because obviously it's an open zone, not open world type game, mm-hmm. like Breath of the Wild. So it's very nature-like and very, very connected. Ooh. And soothing.
That sounds nice.
But other than that, music-wise... just listening to my release radar and Discover Weeklies, trying to find more artists to highlight.
Yeah, yeah.
What I do, thanks. I do need to get into what? Ari Lennox. She just put out her album
this past. Oh, it finally dropped.
Yeah,
cool.
So
yeah, there's a few albums I gotta get into myself too, but ever since you like. Put me onto Discover Weekly and then like, you know, the radar. I've just been on that, to be honest. Just vibing to that. So shout out to you and Tommy for putting me onto that.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Cause I had no idea, but like now I know and that shit's super cool.
Yeah, Spotify is very good with throwing similar artists towards you. If you're like, oh, you listen to this person? Hey, try listening to this person.
I like this person, yeah.
Unlike the streaming service that is a part of my phone.
We love a sponsor.
shout out to Papa. Shout out to Papa Noir.
Shout out Papa. Big shout out Papa.
We had this discussion, what, yesterday?
What happened? What y'all talk about?
Because he sent me some music, but it was on that other service. And I was like, oh, you're one of those.
Uh-huh.
He straight up was like, girl, fuck you.
I feel it, though. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But, like, hey, Spotify's better. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah. Everybody in the Discord that was in the chat at that moment were like, yeah, no, you're
bugging. Big bugging. That's what I missed out on. Damn. What the fuck was I doing yesterday?
Not on Discord.
I wasn't on Discord, but you big bugging, dog. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like Spotify just does a good job. Like, and then you know, I follow people that you know, share music and shit too, like uh-huh. Show and Tell and then Dissect. Shout out to those people. They do a really good job of like, you know, showing new music. And then like Dissect breaks a lot of shit down.
Uh-huh.
Too. And like the, you know, the podcast is good too, cause they get into like different albums and shit like that. So yeah. I've been doing that, really. I've been listening to a lot of Tizo Touchdown. What else have I been listening to? One of the albums that I gotta like get into for real is the new JID album. Mm. And then obviously the Ari Lennox album. And what else? What else is on my like list? There's a few albums I gotta visit. Oh, and then I listened to Pierre Bourne's Good Movies. Is that the title?
I don't know who that is.
Pierre Bourne. So Pierre Bourne, he produced for Playboi Carti. He's produced for 21 Savage. Travis Scott. Let me see. Where's that? I'll send you some Pierre Bourne stuff. He's pretty cool. Yeah, good movie by Pierre Bourne. It's a dope album. I liked it. And, like, he has, like, you know, since he's a producer, he, like, his beat switches are really good.
Uh-huh.
Like, and then, you know, like, his like, song switches, like, between, you know, between songs, kind of just flows very well. And so, yeah.
I think I have found a new producer.
What's his name?
I think his name is Black. Let me look. Because I found him.
I think you sent him to me.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I found him on TikTok.
On Tiki-Taki?
Because he made a beat out of like one of that popular Tekken song that was popular on TikTok like earlier this year.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
He made a flip to that one and brought that back, and it sounds super dope.
Fire.
Let me, because I sent it to Tommy. I sent him a song of his, not that Tekken flip. He needs to drop that. He hasn't dropped that yet. But don't play right now. Yeah, Beats by Jay Black.
Ooh, nice.
And the song I sent, the beat I sent Tommy, is called Freaknik. So
interesting.
If you wanna
check it out,
groove a little bit,
get a little freaky deaky with your grooving,
because it's got the red solo cup as the
nice.
As the cover.
Hell yeah. That's fire. What have I discovered? Let me check my likes. Let me check my likes. I'll tell you.
And while you look that up, is there an artist that hasn't released anything recently that you would like for them to, like, get with it and release something, like, expeditiously, like a favorite artist of yours that you haven't heard in a minute?
Isaiah Rashad. I mean, he dropped something like a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's sitting on a lot. So it'd be cool for him to drop something. Frank Ocean.
Of course.
Frankie Ocean. Is Levin Cali gonna drop something? Did he drop something already? He dropped a single, right?
He should be dropping something like really soon because he's going on tour, ?
SZA also. SZA's been sitting on some. She's a big liar.
SZA's always sitting on something. So,
hey, that's true. What about you?
Well, for one, Sir needs to drop.
Oh yeah, how could I forget about Sir?
Sir needs to drop whatever he's sitting on because, when Tommy, Chris, and I went to Mac Ayers' last concert, he had a DJ there that played us some unreleased SZA, and
you heard some unreleased SZA? That's crazy.
And something else, but like that SZA song
was fire.
Like, that should have been dropped, like, this summer. That would have been...
Damn, that would have been perfect.
That would have been this summer song. One of the summer songs.
Nice.
But, you know, take your time, Sir. Just know I need that. I need that specific song that I heard.
Yeah, for you. Party Next Door, too, for me. I fuck with Party Next Door heavy.
An artist I listen to, Emok. I've talked about him.
Oh yeah, you've got me on him.
I've talked about him on the pod before. He was like last year he posted like he dropped like singles every month. And mm-hmm. then this year he dropped like a little EP around my birthday, but since then he's been quiet, which isn't abnormal for him. He stays quiet, but like I know you
got some. You gotta be sitting on some, you know.
Please.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Ah, damn, that was a good question. I even forgot what I was looking for. But yeah, I've been listening to like just, you know, different artists that don't really have a following, you know. I'm getting in my J bag, you know? I'm getting in my J bag for sure. My J bag, that's what you do, man. A lot of these artists, like I think we've only done two artists that have over a million. You know, like unintentionally.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And like a lot of our highlights are like unintentional highlights of people who have, you know, less than like a million. You uh-huh. know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, I'm getting in my U bag. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, you've put me on the artists that, you know, a lot of people haven't listened to before. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so,
I'm doing you all a favor.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
So you guys can stop saying R&B is dead.
I don't understand that. R&B hasn't died. Like, yeah, sure. Like, no major artist has come out with any like genuine R&B project. But like, there's a lot of artists out there. Like, who? So, like, we got Ari Lennox,
uh-huh.
SZA,
uh-huh.
I'm blanking so hard. I had a whole list.
Her.
Fuck. I just listened to a song by her. Who am I talking about here? Can't remember, but like dude, there's so many R&B artists out there. Like, what are y'all talking about for real?
And then the R&B artists you're fiending for, they're still putting out music too.
Exactly.
So
like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about, bro?
Like, Brandy's still putting out music.
She's been putting out music. Exactly. She's been putting out new music since her return back in like 2017, you know? Was it in 2017? Or 2016?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Me neither. But everybody was hyped for that. And then like, see, exactly. There's so many artists. And people are over here crying. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Some's in the water. Not this water, though. That you gave me 2 hours.
Hey. Hey, man. Speaking of something being in the water, how we doing mentally? You know?
I'm okay. There was something's been in the water. Because, like, I don't know. I've been good, but, like, the past week or so have just been odd. I don't know. Is Mercury in retrograde or something like that?
Mercury is in Gatorade right now.
Ah.
But I think it's the weather also.
It's Mercury
being in Gatorade. Yeah.
I just said the wrong insurance jingle because that's Liberty, not Mercury.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda insurance, man. You remember that? Shoulda, coulda, woulda insurance?
No.
That's crazy.
But yeah. mentally, I'm good. Just again,
it's been gloomy.
I mean, we need. I mean, it's hot, still gloomy, but it's been hot and gloomy. So we need to turn the heat down.
And turn up.
But I'm good with the gloomy weather.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy gloomy weather. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I enjoy overcast weather. And like, I feel nicer. You know, being outside and doing shit.
Like we love a good sunny day, but yeah. some nice overcast.
Yeah, nice overcast goes a long way, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Helps you feel comfortable.
I've been chilling.
That's good.
I would like to see some friends of mine who I haven't seen in a little bit. So, if this concerns you, I would like to see you at some point during this month.
Nice.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all. That's good though, man. I'm glad. I'm glad you're alright.
How are you?
I'm doing alright. I'm doing okay. I'm chilling. Same as you. I've been chilling, but you know, something. I don't know. Something feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I've been good though.
It's getting weird.
It's getting weird. You know, been busy with, you know, adult stuff, I guess. Now that I'm out of school.
Yeah.
You know, trying to secure a J.O. Bizzle.
Yeah. Them adult stuff.
Yeah, huh? That adult stuff. Ugh. I hate it so much. Being an adult sucks ass. But yeah. Other than that, I've been good, you know. I've been chilling. Mentally, I've been in a better place than where I was a couple months ago.
I'm happy to hear that.
I appreciate that, truly. You know, I've been trying to work on myself. You know, constantly.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure out new ways to just kind of like be a better version of myself for myself and those around me. I mean, there's days where it's tough, but you know, I think I've been progressing pretty well. I've been realizing a lot about myself as of late, and yeah, things are going in a good direction.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Shout out to our mental health.
Shout out to our mental health for sure. For sure. Speaking of gloomy weather.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen. We have merch.
And guess what?
What?
There's finally merch with my face on it.
Is there? Is there?
Did you put it up?
Oh, so the reason I haven't put it up yet is because I need you to help me figure out where we're going to place it. So we're going to do that.
So you no. So you just had me lie on air.
No, I mean, you're not lying.
No, you know, you just
episode comes out, it'll be there.
You just had me lie to these people.
It'll be there.
You had me being facetious.
Facetious.
Facetious. I got to say it correctly if I'm going to use that big-ass word. You had me out here.
Scheming. Lying.
Swindling these people.
Swindling these people. It'll be out by the time this episode posts. It's only Tuesday.
No, but it's the principle of the thing.
Of the thing. But yes, there is going to be...
truthful in that moment.
There's finally going to be J merchandise. Because...
Y'all can stop bugging me.
Because we've solidified his place on the team. And eventually, I would like to do something as a team. So it'll be, I got some ideas, but I got to throw them at Jay first. See what he thinks. But yeah, by the time this episode drops, we will have Jay merch. Official.
See, but right now, we're both lying.
Yeah, we're definitely lying.
Because it's not release date.
It's not all the way live. But no, it'll be up. it'll be up by tonight. So we'll for sure have it done and ready. I just wasn't sure of like how we were gonna do it. And like what, you know, what the specifics were gonna be. But
wow.
He's on board, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know.
Am I?
You are. You can't be facetious with me, man. But yeah, nah. We have hoodies, long sleeve shirts, crew necks, hats, and zip up hoodies.
And if you're a friend of the Hearst Boys Collective and the podcast and just in general.
And you're tired of me. You're sick of me.
We now have our hashtag defund quest.
Hashtag defund quest official merchandise. I'm so sick, bro.
Shout out to the Hearst Boys.
Shout out to the Hearst Boys.
Even though we've mentioned you like 20 times in this episode alone.
Man, I'm sick. We mentioned them a lot. You know?
I mean, that's the homies.
Shout out to the homies, man.
We love y'all.
Shout out to the homies. Quick anecdote before we close out. Support your homies, dog. You know what I'm saying? It costs nothing to repost or retweet or just, you know, shoot a message and support. If the homies are trying to do something great, be supportive, because if you were in that position, you would also want that support. It's a pretty simple concept that a lot of people don't really understand. Like, it's not that hard, really. Mm-hmm. But yeah, support the homies. So with that being said, any closing thoughts?
Get the merch, because your girl's going to want to steal that hoodie with my face on it.
Big facts. Big facts. Get the merch. And yeah. Anything else?
Thank you for listening. I finally got my solo episode with Quest.
It's been a while. It's been so long since you've joined. Like, we haven't had a solo episode. Well, I mean, if you want to count like the ones with Adrian, those were kind of like solo episodes, like us three.
No, that's but, like now that's me, you, and Adrian. No
true,
offense.
True.
Shout out to Adrian.
Shout out Adrian. We miss you, dog. You gotta come back.
But no, it's never been.
It's never been. Yeah, it never has been. Just me and you. Wow. Wow, look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
Oh, this is going to play into those allegations.
Oh my God. Dude. Y'all got to stop thinking about me and Jay so much. If y'all think about us that much, y'all should buy the merch. Be supportive. I retweet, repost, do some. God. Like,
if,
bro.
If we're on your minds like that, constantly
buy some, give us some money,
support us.
Yeah, man, fuck. Oh man,
I was about to say something insane. But you know what, that was gonna play into it even more.
It's all right. We beating these allegations for sure.
But closing thoughts for you?
For me, I mean, you know how it goes. You know, it's me, dog. If you shorty don't know Quest, you don't know nobody, you know what I mean? We gave your old bitch a shout out. If she didn't hear it, let her know we gave her one, because that means you heard it. And yeah, drink some water. Check in with yourself. Check in with the homies.
Forehead kisses for all of you. Besitos.
Besitos, and respectfully suck my dick from the back. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back next week with them lives.
Yup.
Bye.